establishment, governors, senators, and party leaders against him. But now GOP rank-and-file voters are also against him by a 2-to-1 margin. Something is wrong when a candidate can be in the running for a major party's nomination despite the fact that no one inside that party wants him. No, Nancy, please no. Reports surfacing that Nancy Reagan may endorse John McCain on the eve of the California primary are upsetting to this Reaganite. John McCain is not a Republican in the Reagan tradition. Dutch was sunny, nice, friendly, and constant. McCain is nasty, mean, two-faced, and unreliable. That is why those who know him best like him least. Nancy, George W. Bush is no Reagan either. So why don't you remain above the fray? Keep that special name Reagan for a candidate who deserves it. Perhaps someday he will ride along and make you and us proud like your wonderful husband did. And as an aside, Nancy Reagan announced today that she is not going to endorse any candidate for the presidency, at least not yet. You watch. Later on, that will become a reality, but not yet. You see, she doesn't like John McCain either. Trouble here in New York prior to yesterday's double fiasco for Bush. He was already in trouble here in the Empire State. Bush and McCain were tied, and here only registered Republicans can vote in the primary. Governor Engler in Michigan did his best and developed the GOP vote big time, 67% to 24%. Now we'll see if the vaunted GOP establishment in the form of the 38 governors who have endorsed Bush can save his bacon in these upcoming primaries. Governor Pataki here in New York has a lot on the line. He wants the VP slot, that's vice president slot, and it's unlikely. And if he can't get that, he wants to get reelected in 2002. If he can't win this primary for Bush on March 7th, conventional wisdom will prepare Pataki's political obituary. The national news media was again smiling last night. Their hero, John McCain, is alive and well. And to them, a great story is developing. Hero McCain versus evil Christians Reed and Robertson. We're going to see this over and over and over again during the coming weeks. Bush will have to move right and will have to once again be tough on McCain, and the media will slaughter him for it. A friend of mine drew a great analogy today. Media loves McCain because they see him as their JFK. Baloney. The odds remain that Bush gets nominated at Philadelphia this July. He is gathering delegates, and he is more popular among Republican primary voters. But he will be terribly weakened even if he does win the nomination. Already his negatives are climbing. He's no longer ahead of Al Gore in polls, and he seems incapable of securing votes from those all-important independents and conservative Democrats. All of that is why Al Gore has to be the happiest man in politics today. He has clearly bested an almost hapless Bill Bradley. All the negative attention is on the squabbling Republicans, and the Democrats are raising and saving their money. Is this all just a nightmare? This can't really be happening to us again. Just the thought of Al Gore and his ilk sitting for 4 more years in the White House is enough to check the flight schedules to those small islands in the South Pacific. End. Open phones. 520-333-4578 is the number. See, I told you all before it even happened exactly what was going to happen, and that's exactly what did happen. And it's exactly what's going to continue to happen for a while. Until someone out there wakes up and switches their brain back on, if they can find one, after Ross Perot's great sucking sound finishes its run across the country. 520-333-4578 is the number. What do you think about it? Good evening. You're on the air. I need you to put that phone in front of your mouth. Talk real loud. Yell into the phone. Yell. You know what yell is? Yell into the phone.
I'd like to fill you in a little bit of scientific background and a primordial soup.
I got to let you go, my friend. Can't hear you. 520-333-4578. Folks, I got to tell you something. You know, I can't afford to buy hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of equipment. What we got here works if you talk up. And sometimes it depends on your phone line. And sometimes you don't have to talk up. But when you got to talk up, you got to talk up. Good evening, you're on the air.
Hello, how you doing?
Good.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
All right. What's going on with your webpage? I can't get in.
What do you mean you can't get in?
It's saying it's blocked or no access or something.
What does it say exactly?
Okay, first it was saying that you're denied access. Now it's just saying it can't open it up.
What was it saying?
I don't know.
You're not reading it. It's saying you can't get in there because there's too many people accessing it at the same time.
Okay, I did not get that message when I saw it, but I'll take your word on that. Have you seen this Democratic Demon at the Apollo Theater?
Democratic Demon?
Yes. Now,
Wait a minute. You know why they hate the religious right?
Hey.
It's because you talk bullshit like that.
Okay, well, let me explain the BS then. You watch the replay of the Democratic debates at the Apollo Theater on C-SPAN over the weekend. You will see an image of stars in between these two guys. You look at that image, it's a devil's head, whether you like it or not. That's what it is.
It's not a devil's head. It's an arrangement of stars.
Well, you just look at
the devil's head is in your mind.
Well, then it's in a lot of people's minds. Anyone wants to look at it, whether you like it or not, they can still see it.
There's no difference whether I like it or not. It's an arrangement of stars.
Yes, well,
you can walk around all day long, and you can make devil's head out of leaves and trees and stars on buildings and numbers in books and the hairs on the back of your hand. There's no devil there.
Somebody put it up there. Somebody had a good gag at it. You ain't got a sense of humor? That's your problem. We'll see you later.
No, you're the one with no sense of humor. That's why they don't like the Christian right. You're full of crap. You sound like you're insane. And I hate to even admit that I'm a Christian when you start that crap. You make yourselves look like idiots, like you escaped from some mental farm. Good evening. You're on the air.
How you doing there, Bill?
Huh?
This is Clifton from Alabama. I haven't spoken to you in a couple of years.
Can you talk louder, Clifton?
Sure can, sir. Let me ask you a question. What about Bill Bradley? Isn't he still running?
Yeah, he is.
Well, why don't, he's running his Democratic session. Why doesn't that be called a problem for Gore? If both of them are Democrats.
Gore's already made him look so ridiculous that he's no challenge to Gore.
So that's what I was saying. If there was a confusion between Cain and George Bush Jr., should there be the same kind of battle going on between Bradley?
Now, what there should be and what there is two different things.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what there should be. What there is Gore has already kicked Bradley's butt.
Okay.
Bradley is not even in contention.
There's no consideration there at all?
No.
Oh,
Bradley don't have a chance.
Okay, so that's all I want to know. You take care, and I'll have a nice day.
You too. Thanks for calling.
Okay, bye-bye.
520-333-4578 is the number. Yeah, folks, I'm a Christian. I sure am, and I'm proud of it. But boy, I'll tell you what. I don't even want to be around a lot of Christians who are just off the deep end. You run around looking for devils, you're going to find them. But when you're doing that, the biggest devil that there is in your own heart. Good evening, you're on the air.
I'm calling you from Michigan. Just a quick question for you.
Uh-huh.
Talking on evolution tonight.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Glad to hear you do that. Where are the folks that sent you the 7-tape series?
I haven't even looked at them.
Haven't even asked you. It was going right down the line with what was on them tapes.
I haven't even looked at them.
Fantastic stuff. I think you'll enjoy what's there.
Well, when I get a chance, when I get time.
Okay, I know you're a busy man, and just wanted to tell you we enjoy your show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Haven't looked at them. Haven't had time. And it's hard for me to even consider looking at them because you sent me 7 2-hour tapes. And I'm so busy that when I look at that stack of 7 tapes, I don't even want to start looking at them. You should have sent me 1 tape at a time. Eventually I'll get to them. I will, because I'm very interested in the subject. But it's hard to get to 7 2-hour tapes on the schedule that I'm on. 520-333-4578. 7-8 is the number. I can't consider evolution being a fact just knowing that there's, you know, except for one cell animals, there's two of everything and they fit together perfectly. You know what I'm talking about? And they're supposedly developed separately. Uh-huh. Well, you can't run that by me and make it work. Good evening. You're on the air.
Bill, I'd like to tell you a little bit of some of the scientific history behind that primordial soup story. In 1951, there was a graduate student at the University of Chicago by the name of Miller who tried to simulate conditions in the primeval, so-called primeval times by putting some carbon dioxide, methane, ammonia, and one or two other gases into a Erlenmeyer flask and passing a spark into it. And after a few days analyzing the contents, he got about 9 amino acids. He was able to identify 9 amino acids, which are the building blocks of proteins. And that's how most of that business of evolution through the electrical theory, et cetera, got started.
Did anybody ever bother to ask him where he got the methane gas?
No, this was a story relayed to me by my professor.
No. It went over your head. Do you understand what I'm saying? Where does methane gas come from? You have to have something living to have methane gas. Methane gas comes from rotting vegetation. It comes from digestive tracts of animals. Methane gas does not come from rocks and water and rain and minerals.
That's right.
So in order to produce life, he takes and fills this chamber full of methane gas. Where did he get the methane gas if there was no life to begin with?
Well, he was trying to, build something here. He was trying to make amino acids.
You don't understand what I'm saying.
I understand perfectly what you're saying.
What am I saying?
You're trying to say that there was life before this.
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that there couldn't have been methane gas to do what he was doing because there never was any life.
Well, you're saying it takes vegetation to produce methane gas.
It takes living creatures to produce methane gas.
Well, I think it's also found in compost when vegetation is decaying too, Bill.
Did you hear what you just said?
Yes.
Where does the vegetation come from?
Life.
You've got it, man. You've got it.
Yeah,
you're beginning to get a glimmer there.
I'm not saying I agree with him. I'm just telling you some of the theory.
You don't get it yet. The guy destroyed his own experiment. He destroyed his own hypothesis when he said it took methane gas to create life.
You're saying his premise was wrong. I understand that.
Absolutely. Well, you just now got it. So, when he opened his mouth, he destroyed what he was saying.
Right. But I'm just trying to say that the scientists took this and ran with it. They don't want to believe in special creation. Another anecdote, at the University of Buffalo where I went, all the departments were basically atheistic, socialist, humanistic, etc.
Yeah.
The only department that espoused the belief in God was the biochemistry department. Because they said life is too damn complicated. It just happened the way these guys say it did.
They also know where methane gas comes from. God, let's go. We're out of time.
Thank you.
Good night, folks. God bless each and every single one of you. Good night, Annie, Pooh, and Allison. I love you. Let me see if I can get this to work tonight. I hope I can.
Tomorrow all the things were gone, worked for all my life, and I had to start again, with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, but the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. Proud to be an American, where at least I know my dream. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that fight to me. And I'd gladly stand up next to you and defend her to the day. But there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. Thank you.
from the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, where the pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say.
You're listening to 101.1 FM Eager. At this time, we leave the air. We still haven't got the CD player that we've ordered, and so we can't give you music all night. But as soon as it comes in, we'll have the studio back up and running 24 hours a day, just like we used to. Until then, don't forget to tune in tomorrow night for the hour of the time at the same time with yours truly, William Cooper. And thank you very much, folks, for your patience and understanding during this critical equipment failure fiasco breakdown time. Good night. You're listening to the Hour of the Time. I'm William Cooper. Well, sorry about the volume there, folks, on our theme song. I had no idea I had it turned up so high until it almost blew the earphones right off my head. You see, I can't see. My eyes are not focusing again. I spent all day in front of the computer, and then my eyes have gone totally bonkers. And so I'm having a problem seeing. It's like being permanently cross-eyed. It's really difficult, I got to tell you. But I'm trying, and I hope I get it all right. Tonight, we're going to just talk about the website. The website. I just want to hear about the website. And I just put two things up there that I need some feedback on, because I don't know if they're working or not. And that's our Hot Scoops the World again. On the top of the homepage. So those of you who have computers, if you go to the website and just browse around, but mainly I want you to check the two copies of the Zapruder film that we just put up there. One is at normal speed, one is frame by frame. First time ever that the public has ever been able to see the Zapruder film frame by frame. And so, once again, we did it. And it's off my 35mm copy of the original 8mm Zapruder film that was made years ago before it was literally destroyed. Now somebody's got one out on videotape that's supposedly computer enhanced from the original, and it's junk compared to ours. In fact, our copy of the Zapruder film is the best available anywhere in the world. Guaranteed. You can't find a better copy anywhere, except maybe in some government vault somewhere, because that's where we got ours. Years ago, I paid $16,000 for it. And was damn lucky to get it. And now, it's the best copy available in the world. And our video duplication system actually makes the copies of that copy better than the master. Now, I know that's difficult for you to understand, but it's true. So if you have a computer, just go to our website. I want you to click on both of those copies of the Zapruder film. If you don't have the player necessary, download the player and install it. It'll only take you a few minutes. And I need feedback this hour on the website. Now, the website is not in its final form by a long shot. We've traditionally used Front Page. Thanks to Ken, we now have some, now we have a great program that will enable us to make the website much more organized and much more professional and easier to navigate. And I'm working on that in my spare time, as if I have any, but I'm working on it in my spare time. And I figure it's going to take at least a month, maybe two, maybe two and a half, before I'm able to upload the revised website to the internet. In the meantime, you have what you've got there, and we have the best. Every day, I go through all the news from all over the world, and I only put the most relevant news stories on our site. So you don't have to wade through all the baloney. Now, that doesn't mean that some of these other stories aren't important to some people. In fact, some of them are important to me. But in line with our mission, and I'm talking about some of them are important to me that don't go on our website. Because the mission of our website is to save freedom for this nation and for the world. And so only those stories that are the most important stories for us to be able to understand what's happening in the world and be able to align our efforts toward the preservation of freedom go on our website. So I don't mean to belittle any of these other stories. You know, I struggled really hard today whether to put the story on the website about the little boy who was drugged to death when he got tangled up in the seatbelt and this carjacker threw him out the door and slammed the door and thought that the child, you know, was out of the car and was clear and then drove off and the boy was actually tangled in his seatbelt and couldn't get out and was killed. That's a terrible tragedy. It affected me deeply. And I felt so sorry for the little boy and for his parents. But I did not put it on the website because it is not in line with the mission of the website, even though that story really touched me on a very deep level. Much deeper than I'm willing to even talk about here, to tell you the truth. I love children. Those of you who really, really know me well know that that's true. And so things that hurt children really get to me. They really, really bother me on a very deep personal level. And so I struggled with that, but I didn't put it on there, and that's why. So we're going to open the phones in a few minutes, and we're going to talk about the website. And I need some feedback. I need to know if those videos are working, and if they're working with what browsers they're working. Now, there's a possibility they will not work with Netscape Navigator until Scott gets back. He went to Colorado. He won't be back till late tomorrow night or the following day. And until I can talk to him about that, There's nothing we can do about it if it doesn't work with Netscape Navigator. The program told me that there's a possibility it won't. There are certain extensions that have to be turned on in the server by the guy that operates the server, that's Scott, in order to make those particular videos work with Netscape Navigator. Now, there's a possibility he's already got them turned on, and that's why I need some feedback tonight. I need feedback tonight about the website. I want to hear about the website. I want to hear what your thoughts are. I want to hear what you think about it. I want to hear your ideas about how it could be made better, because I'm in the process of doing that. And if you've got a brilliant idea, I'd like to hear about it before I commit the website to some other, you know, kind of thing. Also, folks, you have to understand, I'm getting email, and people are writing me email, what happened to this story? You know, I was there and I read this story and now it's gone. Folks, we cannot expand the website exponentially in line with the news that we put on there. Old news comes off. So if you see something on the website that you just got to have, copy it. Because, you know, every day the website changes. Old news comes off, new news goes on. And if you think the old news is going to stay there forever, you're wrong. You're very wrong. So if you see a link that goes to a story that you really like, capture that story and put it on your computer or bookmark it or put it in your favorite links or whatever you've got to do, because, you know, within a few days, it's going to come off the site. It's no longer current news, and it's going to come off. And that goes, it's the same with stories that I write and post up there. Same with editorials that I write and put on there. Or anybody else writes and puts on there. After a while, it's not applicable. And it's got to come off. Also, you have to understand that right now there's two main parts to the website. Later there's going to be several main parts. But right now there's two main parts. When you go in there to the index page, that's the HOT website, HOT, H-O-T-T, Hour of the Time. And down the page, maybe about a third of the way, there's another link to the Veritas News Service. That's where all the hot news is posted. So if you want the hot news, bookmark the Veritas News Service. And then the rest of all of the pages are references and research links and things to help you discover the truth in your own personal quest for the truth, whatever it is that you're looking for. And for that kind of thing, there is no better website in the world than WilliamCooper.net. And if you've never been there, go there now. WilliamCooper.net. Now, sometimes there are so many people on the website or trying to access the website that you'll get a 403 error. Somebody called in last night about it. Unfortunately, he didn't read the whole thing. It tells you what's happening. It says error 403. And it says too many people are on the website. It's overloaded the server and you can't access now. We're getting so many hits, folks, that it's just absolutely, literally unbelievable. And Scott and I are conferring on this to figure out what to do about it. So occasionally that's going to happen. When that happens, just keep hitting your refresh button. Just keep hitting the refresh button. And I've never seen it fail. See, sometimes I can't even get in on our own website. I just hit the refresh button, and it's never taken me longer than a minute to get on the website. And it won't take you any longer than that either. So if you'll just be patient, keep hitting the refresh button, you'll be on the website sooner than you think. Okay? So that's what's going on. And tonight, we're going to talk about the website. If you don't have a computer, just listen. Sooner or later, all you people who are afraid of computers, and you won't buy one because you're afraid you're going to look like an idiot, with the software they have now, believe me, you will never, ever look like an idiot. You'll be fine. So don't worry about that. Those of you who haven't got enough money, just put a little bit aside. And holy smokes, I see the most incredible computers going for like $400 or $500 that Just a few years ago, you couldn't touch for $50,000. Couldn't touch them. I mean, you could buy them, but not you and I. Now you can. For $400 or $500, you can have one of the best, fastest computers that you know, just last year was impossible for anybody on our income level to have. So get on the internet. That's where it's happening, folks. That's where it's happening. That's where you have access to information. More information in one day than your father and mother ever had access to in their entire lives. Now, you can't pass that up. And if you do, let me tell you this, and I'm not trying to make you feel bad. I'm telling you the truth. If you pass it up for any other reason than that you just don't have the money, and believe me, I understand that. I've been there many times. Then you're a fool. If there's no way that you can get a computer because you don't have the money, go down to your local library, get a library card. Most libraries now have computers that you can go and use and get on the internet. Yeah, that's right. Most libraries have that capability now for you if you have a library card. A lot of universities have those facilities for available to the public. And you may have a friend that has a computer that might, you know, let you utilize their computer, at first probably with some supervision, to get on the internet every once in a while and learn what's going on out there. It's important. You may not understand that right now, but once you get on the internet, you'll understand it really quick.
This is America's great radio station, WBCQ. This is the planet.
WBCQ, you're on the 7.415 worldwide shortwave radio and 101.1 FM, Eager, Arizona, in the Round Valley, Springerville, Greer. All of these places are listening to us right now, and Radio Free Vermont, and yeah, I don't know how many low-power micro FM stations all across the nation, but there's lots of them, especially since we're on the internet. They just patch into the internet, and they got crystal clear sound like they never could get off a shortwave. When we get back up on the satellite, then they'll be getting the old stereo, beautiful, crystal, hi-fi, all that kind of stuff that we used to have before. And we're going to do it. And wait till you see the video on the website right now. I hope it's working. That's what I need. I need to know, guys. 520-333-4578. The phones are open. We're going to talk about the internet tonight. We're going to talk about our website. I want to hear your input. I want to know if those Zapruder videos that I put on there today are working for you. I want to know what you think of the website. I want to know your suggestions to make it better. I want to know all of these things. I want to know what you think about the instant replay section that we have. For instance, tonight, 2 hours after this broadcast is over. Now, eventually, when I get a computer in here next to the mixing board, I'll be able to have the broadcast up within an hour. But right now, it takes 2 hours because I have to take the tape, I have to go record it on the computer, then I have to upload it to the internet, then I have to go to another computer and change the the replay page so that you can link to it, and then you can hear the last broadcast of the Hour of the Time. It takes 2 hours after this broadcast is over. Now, eventually, like I said, it will only take an hour. Right now it takes two. 520-333-4578 is the number. It's time for you to call and give me your feedback. What do you think about the website? Do you have any suggestions on how we can improve it? Are the Zapruder videos that I just put up there working properly? The one that's slow motion frame by frame, first time in the world that that's ever been made available to the public so that they could see it slow motion frame by frame and actually study what really happens there. So you can, and you can play it over and over and over again. All you got to do is hit the refresh button. When it ends, all you have to do is hit the refresh button and it'll play again. Good evening. You're on the air.
Bill.
Yes.
This is Danny in Oklahoma City.
Danny, 66.
You got it.
Hey, how you doing, Danny?
Doing real good.
This is Mr. Route 66, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. This is the guy who helped bring back the fame of old Route 66 and has been dealing in Route 66 items for, gosh, how many years, Danny? Wow, that's a long time, huh?
Yeah. Well,
there's people now who get up caravans and try to hit as much of the old highway that's left as they possibly can every year.
Well, we have one of them little stories, though. It didn't take very long after April 19th of 1995 put us out of business.
Really?
Yeah, it affected our business that bad. It shut tourism off.
Why?